Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're the reason why there's so many bad stand-ups.
Wrong.
All right?
Wrong.
We have a mutual friend that we know that every time he sees any Asian person go up, he goes, "You should try stand-up." And they go up there and they're not funny and they just bomb.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
You tell people when they're bad, especially if you care about them. If you don't care about them, encourage them.
Yeah.
Dude, do that same set for the next 5 years. Yeah, keep doing it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Genius Brain Podcast. We have two very special people, one person who's actually special in the funniest way possible. We have Jason Chenny here, dude. Two marbles knocking in that little skull of his, dude.
There's three marbles, right?
Oh, three marbles. And then we have Patricio Riley.
What happened?
Patricio Riley, everybody!
Yay! Highly requested that these two come back, and whenever Pat is back in town, we get the boys back in town, smoking cigars.
Smoking cigars, my bad.
Look at this, dude.
There we go. Jason
dude.
Already came back. 30 seconds into the podcast.
I was just excited.
So you came back from New York? How was it?
Tell us about it, dude.
It was a great... ladies and gentlemen, it was a great time.
Did you get any tags while you were out there, dude? Did you get any tags?
It was a great time, you know. Did some comedies.
With some new faces, huh?
New faces, old faces. Well, what's your problem?
I see the sweat coming off of his forehead.
It's hot in here, right?
Are you on the road right now?
Yeah, I'm out for like 3 weeks, so I'm really excited because I was doing Naples, Florida. I don't even heard of Naples, Florida. It's
neither
actually a beautiful, beautiful place, but yeah, I'm not going to say anything about the club, but it was okay. And then went to Miami for the first time.
You went to Miami?
Dude, I never went to Miami before.
Miami?
Dude, Miami, let me tell you something.
Dude.
If you like... bitches?
Dude, yeah.
It's like when you're there, first of all, I'm not ashamed of how fat I am at all.
Yeah.
Went to Miami, didn't take off my shirt.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Everybody's buff.
Yeah.
You two are fine. On the other hand, like the only people who are fat in Miami are fucking 80-year-olds and then me. That was it.
Dude, everyone in Miami is fine as fuck.
What
dude.
Is that?
Even like the TSA lady, bombest Cuban girl I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, I think I got
to pat you down.
Just come.
Yeah, Miami, number one, super fun. Lots of drinks, lots of ladies. Everybody's so good looking out there.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I think I went to the wrong Miami because I didn't see any. Maybe I didn't go to like the right places because.
Where were you? Where'd you go? Were you on the beach?
I was. No. I didn't go to the beach.
Wait, you didn't go to the beach?
You were in Connecticut or something. Oh, dude. Dude, what the fuck?
Were you in Miami, Connecticut?
Yeah. I was in Miami, Kansas City.
Nice. Yeah, Miami, Kansas City, pretty cool too, dude. Pretty chill over there too.
What the fuck? You didn't see any beaches?
I went to the beach in Naples, and maybe it's because I didn't go to the but the food was really good though.
Yeah, fuck the food.
No, what's the food?
You didn't see any of the hot ladies.
I would like to. I would really want to see that.
I would like to see bitches, please.
I would really like to do that.
I'd like to see some titties.
Yeah,
dude, half the ladies out there, the men got AIDS for sure. 100%. Yeah. Everybody's fucking out there.
It's ridiculous.
That's so nice. I didn't fuck one time.
Yeah.
Damn. In Miami.
Miami.
How long were you in Miami for?
2 days.
Yeah. You didn't do anything?
No, I got in and I did the spots, and then I went to Wynwood, which is like this mural thing. I walked around, and I went to the museum thing. It's just boring stuff.
Oh, you didn't do anything fun out there.
Sounds like a horrible
trip, what the fuck are you talking about?
You did the opposite.
I don't have friends, man.
Yeah, but the way you said it sounded like you were partying. You went, I went to Miami. And what did you do? I went to museum. I read a book. I had some rice.
The fuck?
Why'd you make it sound like you were having a good time?
I didn't sound like
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
I
went to Miami. And then what'd you do?
Museum.
Study. I'm not in school, but I studied.
I stayed in the hotel.
Yeah, I stayed in a hotel.
I took a shower.
Miami's fucking fun as shit.
Yeah, Miami's cool.
Yeah, I didn't really have...
Even if you don't know anybody, you go to a bar out there, you could chop it up with anybody because nobody's really from there because everybody's partied.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really...
Now, you got a huge fan base. You could just like hit one tweet, hey, yo, somebody show me around Miami.
Yeah, right.
You don't think somebody will show you around?
No.
I used to do that all the time. Like, if I did a college show and, I mean, like... This is like when I hit like, 26, 27, 28. Mm. It's like, I'm like 10 years older than all these kids. Mm. I would just go there. I would tweet out, I'm going to be in Miami. Let's have fun. But these kids can't drink. They can't come out. And they're broke because they're college students. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let me just go hang out. And then people would pick me up and I would just go have a good time.
Wow.
That's dope.
That sounds really dope. Fun.
Yeah. You could do that, dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's fun out there.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Miami again.
Yeah, don't do the accent if you didn't have fun.
Miami.
Yeah.
I had a great time in Miami.
Yeah. When's the last time you went to Miami?
Oh, it's been years.
You've been several times?
I've been a few times.
Oh, that's nice.
I've been a few times. First time I went, I was with my parents, so that wasn't that crazy. I was like 14, though. But then I went out a couple times. I don't know. It's been years, like 8 years. But it was a fucking good time. Mm. And everyone's fine. Like everyone, the Cuban lady at the restaurant, like the old lady is kind of bomb. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I love this grandmother. Like, I'll start a life with you right now, bitch. Like, everyone is like the food. It feels like another country, too. It doesn't feel like
it does feel like another
has, like,
country.
A different country vibe to it. Kind of like Hawaii feels like a different country, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Miami has its own little thing going on.
The water's super fucking warm out there.
Warm. Yeah.
It's like piss warm, dude.
Piss ass like, warm, dude.
Piss warm, baby.
That shit, piss ass.
It's so fucking nice, man.
Yeah. You fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
You're in Connecticut.
No, I was in
Connecticut.
I was in Connecticut, Naples. And the water is really warm. I was kind of mad because it was so hot. So I was like, oh, I'll just jump in the water and it's like warm.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened with the comedy club?
Oh, you know what? It's not the comedy club. It's just the demographic in Naples because it's just like super rich people. Mm. Rich people and like retired. So they're like older and then they will go to the thing.
You gotta do political jokes about Biden and Trump.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, exactly. They love... That like anything political, they love.
Do you do your gun joke?
Yeah, they love that.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, but the rest of the thing is like, what's he talking about?
They're like, what is this guy?
Why is he talking about assholes and penis? Like, we're going to church on Sunday.
What do you do when you're on stage and then
you lean in?
Yeah,
like, you lean in.
You go into harder.
I did that in because I moved to Slow. I do shows in Paso Robles now, so it's like kind of like that.
Oh shit!
The other night I was on stage talking about getting my ass licked, and there was like a group of ladies that were not into it, and I just started attacking them with graphic, vulgar details, and the people on the right liked it. They hated it. I was having a great time.
You guys having a good time? I am.
I'm having a blast.
But that's the thing. You have to have a great time because if you're having a great time, then they're having a good time too. If you're hating the shit that you're saying, you're not having a good time and they're not having a good time.
Well, also, it's like, I'm not going to let them make me have a bad time
because
they don't like it. Like, I, in the beginning, when I started, it was all about like just being afraid, getting on stage and then people pleasing. Like, I just want them to laugh. But I'm starting to like get to the point where I'm like, if they don't like me, like, fuck, like, you're not gonna make me feel bad. So yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you to the max. I'll blow this shit up. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll kill us all right now. You're not having fun? Well, suicide. Let's go. You don't think I'll fucking do this shit? I'm Taliban, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck you.
You just gotta go in a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a comedian. I think that's like the sign of when you see, you know, you get really comfortable with what you're doing. It's just like, oh, there's a certain point of maybe this set isn't funny. And there's like, oh, this is just not my crowd. Mm-hmm. And then you got to kind of figure out which one's which. Because I've seen certain, like I saw Bill Burr do same set twice, right? I watched him once and I went with another friend who wanted to go see him. Mm. First crowd was great. Second crowd wasn't that great, but the same jokes. And it was still fucking funny.
Yeah.
So like. You know, sometimes it's just like, it's not your fault. Other times,
it's your fault.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And you have a couple of friends that he can't say out loud, yeah, but because you're a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy.
He went good set.
I never said that.
He went like that.
Yes, you did.
No.
Hey, good set. Just bombed for 30 minutes straight.
As a comedian who isn't a comedian ever giving you advice about your comedy set?
I know, that's... It hurt a little bit.
Bro, some guys are so unaware, dude. Like, I remember, I won't say the guy's name, but there was a comic. This is years ago. And, like, I was pretty new, too, you know? Mm. But we're in West Covina at some, like, bar, some, like, Mexican bar. And this guy goes on stage, and he's like Shakespearean, and it's like, he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, just, like, super all out.
Yeah.
Bombing hard as fuck. Like, but acting out like he's, like, on Broadway, like, for 15 minutes straight.
You gotta respect the commitment, though.
He committed. He committed, which I respect that, because damn, that was rough. Then he gets off stage. He had a little beanie on. He took it off and he looks at me and he like wrings it out. It's filled with sweat. He wrings it out.
No way, bro.
Looks at me and he's like, you see that? That's work. And then walked away.
What the
bombed
fuck?
For 50, made everyone's time in there worse. Like people were having a good time, bad time now. So unaware that he bombed for 15 minutes straight.
I was
like,
my God.
See that? That's work. Walked away.
He probably knows he did bad and he has to cover it up because there's people like that in auditions. So I went for this audition for this sitcom where I was supposed to be a Mexican security guard. Like, this is like early on in my career, nobody knew where to place me, right? Because they were only casting like Asian dudes in Asian dude roles, right? You're either like the nerd, the geek, the tech guy, whatever. I don't fit any of that shit, specifically because of the way that I speak. Mm. So like they would put me, every audition was either for a black dude or a Mexican dude. So I'm just like, okay, cool. We're going to this audition. I sit down and you hear this guy doing this audition. And by the way, this is a single cam, right? Meaning that however you speak like this is basically how they kind of want it done, typically. Mm. Because multicam, it's theatrical, right? You're performing. When you see sitcoms, it's a little more, whoa, whatever, whatnot. Single cams, you could pick up all the nuance. So typically you'll act, you know, a little more down to earth, right? This guy goes in. Clearly he didn't read the script. He's like, wow, doing all this other shit. I'm like, everybody stops. We're like reading our lines. Stop. We're like, what the fuck? We're looking out. Guy walks out, kind of in similar to your fashion. He goes, nailed it. You guys can all go home. And he just walks out. I was shocked. So I was the next person up. I come in. I go, what the fuck was that, guys? The whole fucking casting was laughing, dude. They're like, yeah. Sometimes, you know, you don't get to choose them. I was like, if you guys pick him, I'm going to die right now.
Yeah, and you know,
I was just, you know, making jokes. They were laughing. Yeah,
that's
insane.
I got
a call back. But
nice.
They didn't
pick you as the Mexican security guard?
No, they didn't.
Damn, that's fucked.
I got two callbacks for it, though, so which is interesting.
That's pretty, that's good. Yeah,
but you never know. Sometimes, like, they will pick, like, an Asian or like, a
they
different...
They just want to see something, right?
Yeah, this is
something. I mean, at the end of the day, that show didn't get picked up anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But
that's good. You're a good actor. You played a Mexican
security guard. I just came out and was like, hello, my friend!
This is the guy right here.
What's his name?
Sign
my
him.
Name's Guillermo!
Every time you talk.
Hello! What is that? It's a cigar!
Sign this man immediately.
Wow, that's racist and it's hilarious. I'm at Home Depot, señor.
Hey, good set, dude. Good set.
Let me ask you something. If for real though, right? Let's say I go up, right? I feel like I killed it. I'm feeling great about myself.
You feel great?
I feel great about myself. But clearly it was a terrible set, right?
Yeah.
And I come up to you and I was like, I fucking killed that shit. What would you say?
I will say good job.
Damn it, Jason.
Good job.
I will say good job.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, I won't tell you that was hilarious, that's funny, but good job, because that could mean multiple things. That could mean that A for effort. Do you know what I mean? That's how I justify it.
You and are true.
And it's true.
You are if the you, worst friend ever, dude. No, don't do that.
No, but if you ask me, was it funny, I'll tell you the truth. No. Yes.
You do. That's what I'm saying. You take me aside and you go, listen, this is not for you. This is not for you at all.
No, if I really
And then
don't
you go on stage, right? After I just did a terrible set, you come back, people are all laughing, you kill it, and I go, hey, man, you could have done better.
Yeah, that's okay. Wow.
Here's some notes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I go, thank you.
Jason.
I go, thank you for your notes. Because Jason. Your intention is a good intention.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Good I don't intentions. Give a fuck, all right? You're the reason why there's so many bad stand-ups.
Wrong.
All right?
Wrong.
We have a mutual friend that we know that every time he sees any Asian person go up, he goes, you should try stand-up. And they go up there, and they're not funny, and they just bomb.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
You tell people when they're bad, especially if you care about them. If you don't care about them, no, encourage them.
Yeah.
Dude, do that same set for the next 5 years. Yeah, keep doing it. It's so funny. Yeah. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can't do that. You have to tell people when they suck at things so they can get better.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you
But sometimes I'm like, who the fuck am I to say somebody's bad or good?
I think that there's a clear gap, right? Like, if it's somebody's first year doing stand-up, you've been doing it for quite a while, you do have an ability to say, like, hey, man, what the fuck was that?
Mm.
You know, it's not saying that they're not going to be a stand-up. What I'm saying? But if they're just starting out and they're doing terrible, let's say it's not stand-up. Let's say cooking, right? Yeah. Like, if my wife – well, let's not use my wife. If I had a friend, right? They cooked this dish. It was fucking amazing in their mind. I ate it.
You ate it.
And I go, oh, okay.
You at their house.
Okay, give me an example.
Yeah, you at the house.
Okay, you cook for me. Not you, because I know you're a terrible cook.
I'm a great cook. I cook good eggs.
Okay. All right.
Solid eggs.
Okay.
I boil broccoli. Wrong. No, I do good French omelette.
Oh, do you?
From
a little
Miami.
Sauce scramble. You get the small curds and you fold it over. There's no color on it, just straight yellow?
Straight yellow. And then it tastes like there's cheese inside.
But there's no cheese?
There's no cheese.
Whoa, dude.
Okay, here we go. Let's do a scenario. You
know? I just had a feeling.
How'd you guys know, man? Feeling,
we know you, feeling. Dude. Because there's not much in there anyway. So it's pretty easy to get to know.
Marvo.
It's like reading a book with the font like this big. You know what I'm saying? Pretty fucking easy. So you do a scenario. I'm in the kitchen. Oh, no. But you made this meal.
You made some
I'm making a thing. Okay, I have salmon, right? And I plated it.
Nice.
Right.
Bring it out.
Okay, bring it out.
Oh, thanks, man. Go. Dude, this looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, I did. I was. Hello? What's wrong?
Did you season this?
Yeah. I put like a little bit of salt, a little bit of garlic powder.
Hey, keyword, a little bit. This is under seasoned as fuck. Why the fuck would you feed this to me? Are we friends?
Yeah. I'm fucking with you, but it sucks, though.
I'm fucking with you, but it sucks.
See? You give people. You critique them, but you make it funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. If it's someone you care about, for sure, you got to say it. But if you don't know them, because I've been there too, where like, if I don't know you, I'm not going to be like,
if I don't know you like that. If they ask.
I won't say good. I just go like this. If they did bad and like they came off stage, I'll just be like,
yeah. But that's pretty much good job too.
No, it's just like you went up. Okay. It's more like you went up there.
No, you stepped into the ring. This is what this means.
Okay. Hey, shit happens.
Yeah,
that's what that means.
Shit happens. Hey, you went up there,
right?
You went up there.
Shit happens. Hurts, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, when people,
when I get the shit happens, I go into the bathroom. I scream.
Yeah.
And I come back out. I'm good, guys.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
Some guys don't get it though. I saw a guy bomb recently. Hard bombed. He was a headliner. He was supposed to do like 45 minutes. He did 20 minutes. He got off stage. Bombed hard. Unprofessional as fuck. After the show, was spitting game at all the women trying to get their numbers.
Why?
All of them saying like, I was in this movie, I was in that movie.
There's no
same
way.
Thing.
I would go home.
And he was like, dude, you're a psychopath. Because bombing hurts. If I bomb, I want to fucking get in the car and drive off the closest bridge into the water and die. Like just sit there and just drown like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would not have the balls to go up to a woman that was in the crowd that watched me bomb and be like, hey, what's up, baby? Like, what are you doing after this?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is bananas, dude.
Yeah, that's a next level.
A straight up psychopath.
That's psycho. You're a psycho.
You're literally psychotic. Yeah. And, but that's the thing. Like we've seen now where I think pandemic basically made everybody think that they're funny. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people went on the thing, yeah.
They went, everybody started doing stand-up. And I think you said it best. It's like stand-up is the most disrespected art ever, dude.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I just got to go up there and just make jokes. It's like, well, technically, yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're really funny, right? Mm-hmm. And it happens to a lot of people who have hype men around them, like where they just gas everything up that they do. Like they'll do like, hey, man, I want to sell these fucking bracelets on Etsy. You should do it. Dude, everybody would buy those. And then they fucking make these little bracelets. Nobody buys it. And they're just like, I don't get it. I'm amazing. It's like, no, you're not. And your friends didn't tell you that those are stupid bracelets.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking idiot. Nobody wants that shit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's true.
See, that's what you have to do.
Okay, but hold on. But if they're happy doing the thing and they're like, oh, man, I'm a happy guy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
My lovely genius brain farts. This podcast is brought to you by Fume. Ever try to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too, but here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up, baby. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. What is Fume, you ask? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy that makes replacing your bad habit easy. I keep one in my car just because I'm a fidgety guy. And guess what? I'd be puffing on that delicious herbal tea vapor, my friends. Nothing bad for you in there. And definitely, definitely fun to use. My friends, start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/genius and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code genius to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/genius to save 10% off the journey pack today.
Hey all, it's David So, and if you want to listen to Genius Brain without ads, now you can. Just go to geniusbrain.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free. You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting my show too. That's geniusbrain.supercast.com. Thanks.
No, listen. What the fuck? Oh, man. I'm a happy guy.
And I want him to be happy is the thing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but see, when we're talking about people who are trying to be in the business and work on their craft and get better, if you're doing it just to be happy, then who cares?
Then that is taking stage.
You know what I'm saying?
Taking stage time and yeah.
Yeah, so if a friend of mine like you, let's say you said you wanted to be a chef and you cooked me this shit meal. Right?
Yeah.
I gotta be like, yo, did you hold a spatula with your ass? Okay.
But if I did my best, you're not gonna.
Yeah, like, and I also did my best not to trash you. So like there, we're even. All right. If your thing is that you wanna be a chef, even if I'm not a chef, I have to be honest with you because your goal is to make a career out of this. Next thing you know,
okay, if it's a career,
you're opening up a restaurant, nobody's in there.
Yeah, that's no, I won't let you do that. I won't let you do that.
Oh, yes, like, if you're but you did do that.
No. No, I never said.
All right, I'm in a stand-up club. I'll go up. This is my set. Hey, guys, so I'm from L.A., and I used to work a 9-to-5. And you know, in L.A., we got Salvadorians. Hello, my friend! And I come off stage.
And then Jason and goes like this. He goes, hey, man, inspirational stuff. That's what he did.
Inspirational stuff.
And look, like I said, this is not from a judging point of view. I just, like, you know, I don't know how many times I've had somebody take me aside and say, dog, you say this too much. You know what I mean? You stutter too much. You're going too fast through your set. Slow down. Mm. And it's usually from people who are who know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, oh, I am saying that shit too fast. Yo, take a pause right there. Like, that joke almost hit, but then you fucking did this too much. Like, you should have let them, you should let it breathe a little bit and then hit the punchline. You went to the punchline too fast and you did another one. I'm like, fuck, you're right. Yeah, and then I'll take that. But it's always from somebody who I respect and they're good.
Right.
You know what I mean? If somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about and they'll just like, okay, do this joke. Hey, I want you to go to the back of me and then suck my dick from the back. Like, let's start with that. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Be quiet. You, on the other hand, I take a notes.
I didn't say I take a notes.
That sounds like something you would do. You have to be critical of your friends because nobody else will do it. Who else will?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're my friend and you're really trying really hard, then I will tell you a thing if you ask me. Yeah. I will do it. But it's
even
just,
if they don't ask you, you have to do it.
If you're my friend and you're and you have a goal and I see that you know what I mean, then I would do it.
So if Pat bombed,
he knows. Like, but the thing is, I know him and how critical is he is to himself. So when he comes off, I'll be like, good job. Because you did your best. Do you know what I'm saying? I will tell him good job because I know him.
Dude, that's actually the worst thing you could say to me after. I think that's the worst thing someone could say to you after a bomb is going, good job.
Okay. It's just like, okay, what do you want me to say to you?
Fuck,
what do you want me to say to you?
Oh, yeah, good job would be the worst thing.
Good job is the worst thing.
No, but I mean it,
though. Actually, if you bombed, I would probably also say good job just because it would be funny to me to say that to you. You're great out there, dude. Hey, inspirational stuff, dude.
Inspirational stuff.
Okay, regardless of what you say, I'm hurting.
I would,
what would you like me to do?
I mean, it's such shit feeling. I would just want you to,
What is Zaha? You fucking kill yourself. You go Zaha.
No, you gotta do, you just, what happened? I would be like, what happened? You know, I would want you to say,
this like, hey, dick.
If you had an opinion or like if you had notes, that would be better than, don't say good job.
Oh.
Good job is like I feel like it's so insulting if you bomb and you get off stage, someone says good job. I'm like,
okay, not to me.
I fucking hate you.
You dude, know what I,
because that was not a good job.
What a buddy of mine used to say to me when I did bad, he would say this. How'd you feel? And I'm like, yeah, you know how I feel, bitch.
Yeah, how you feel is the worst.
How'd you feel?
I'm I hate how you feel. How you feel is the worst one.
I said seven jokes and nobody laughed.
Yeah. How you feel is the worst thing.
Yeah, because you already know what it is.
Yeah, you know,
like, it was terrible.
How you feel is the fucking worst.
But you never would say that.
Or when people make excuses for the crowd, but they're just like, they're not on board. You know, they're just like, they're a little weird. Like, dude.
I was there.
Fuck off, dude.
I'm also in the crowd.
Yeah.
I did not laugh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I told the story on the podcast before when I first came to LA. Like, this was my first time doing stand-up in a long time because we're doing YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking nervous. Like, my stomach was turning. The set wasn't that great. But you know, like Ice House Pasadena, when the crowd is good, they're really nice to you, which I appreciate, right? So I got a good few good laughs. I'm like, oh, that wasn't so bad, even though I almost threw up on stage because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing stand-up in a new city, right? Because I was only doing San Francisco, Sacramento, and then wherever me and my buddies would go. But I never did like LA. But South Pasadena Ice House was just like a good introduction, right? Just a lot easier. In terms of the crowd, they're just there for a good time.
Dude, that's a magical room.
It is. They're there for a good time. And then, you know, obviously too, if it's not that funny, you could tell. They'll giggle a little bit, but you could tell it wasn't that funny. So I go there. I do an okay set. And there was a dude there that basically saw that I was they put me as like I wasn't the headliner, but I was just right before because I had a YouTube following. And so I brought a small crowd in. We're there. The guy comes up. He goes, oh, man, so you've been doing you do stand-up, huh? I'm like, yeah, man. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, well, I've been doing it for like 3 years. So if you need any advice, just let me know because I saw you're on YouTube. And I'm like, okay. You know, that shit, okay, you need a little vein comes out a little bit. But at that point, I've been doing stand-up since I was 16 and I was 25. Yeah. So I've been doing it way longer than you. So I'm like, oh, this guy must be fucking funny. Let's see. Goes up on stage. Till this day, I've never seen somebody bomb that bad.
Oh, like, no way.
That's an example of somebody who's completely not aware of anything. Nobody has told him he's bad. He comes off stage and I was just like, good set. Right. And, you know, I just kept making fun of him because I was so I was kind of like confrontational when I was younger. I just wouldn't let it go. You know what I mean? I just kept going in on him.
I don't think anybody good would ever be like, if you need help, I got you.
Yeah, right.
Before he even got to see me go up.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying? That's crazy. It was so disrespectful. I thought that shit was so mean. But at the time, you know, it's not like that anymore, but traditional media people, stand-up people hated YouTube people. Like, they just didn't like us because they thought that they had worked so hard on their craft for so long. They've never been able to work up a following. For us, we do a couple of funny videos and suddenly we can book out shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they would piss them off whenever we see it. And like, whenever I would try to like do shows, they would specifically put my name as YouTuber right next to it. They wouldn't put me in the comment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that shit.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I was just seeing you talk right now and I just have epiphany right now.
What?
Why do you say it like that, dude? You're right.
That's the first time you ever used that word, but continue.
This is the 32nd time because I saw Bad Boys, 10 years ago? And Martin Lawrence said, I just had an epiphany. Okay. And I had to Google it.
Okay.
And I learned it.
Of course, you idiot.
And I used it like 32 times.
32 times since like 10 years.
What does epiphany mean?
You know what it means, man. Like an idea, just like a...
Yeah, you don't need to explain it. Continue.
He's like, I got an idea. Oh.
If you guys are old enough out there, if you had internet before there was like decent DSL internet or some shit, they used to make the sound. That's what that was.
That's
right
how
there.
Ideas work in Jason's head. They pop in, he's like,
Dude, I just had an epiphany just hear you talk right now. I think you're really successful, and I think you're losing your shit.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What?
I don't think you're a normal person.
What are you talking about? Why, how am I not a normal person?
I think because you're you do the YouTubes, and then you do the business things. And then you grow the tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And I think you've lost touch with humanity.
Humanity? Are you saying that? What are you talking
about? I don't think you know how normal people live life.
No, yes, I do.
Why'd your voice go on so loud?
Listen.
Humanity.
Why are you talking about that? Listen.
I think you're doing a great time. Don't say you're normal, bro. You plant potatoes without potatoes. You plant tomatoes for 7 months in a fucking Ajima hat. And then you come out and do a podcast.
I just look at
your face and how you talk. I'm like, this guy is living in the moon for a long time.
Can I just say, hold on a second.
He walks in and he just puts on a stack of $100 bill for slippers and he glides his bedroom and has a good time with his wife. And his wife is like, what are you doing tomorrow? I don't know, man, tomato. I want to do jiu-jitsu a little bit, hit some stuff.
Hey, let me tell you something, right? Don't you ever, you know why this is like so offensive to me? Is that this half-tard is judging me right now.
That's hilarious.
Yesterday on a text thread, right? He sends me a video, us a video, of a lady chewing on a monkey skull.
Yeah,
like a monkey skull. Like I'm talking about a skull of a primate, and she's literally chewing the meat off of it. And he goes, hey guys, look kind of good, huh? You're judging me?
Okay, let me tell you something. They need context. Okay.
What is the context?
I'm gonna tell you because it's a tribe. They eat the food. They eat the food. It was a hut, it was a village of people. They weren't in the video, but she was having lunch by herself because she was on break. She was taking a break.
Robin,
she was taking a lunch break.
Robin, does the context help you at all?
Hold on, let me finish.
I haven't known what's going on for the past 25 minutes.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, hold on. But it was food for the village, and it looks like really organic food because it's like
The monkey?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure if it's a monkey.
It was a monkey.
Okay, and but she was eating it, but it was food for that village, and it just seems like natural and organic. And
just because you say natural and organic, it doesn't mean that it's good.
It's FDA approved.
It's FDA approved, dude. That's but fresh
in
monkey,
Korean
dude.
Culture, there's a thing called jokbal, and it's pig
feet,
and this is just instead of the feet is face. And you could dip it in sauce and you eat it.
Are we in an interrogation room? Am I a cop right now? It sounds like I'm shaking you down for information right now. And you make no sense. You wasted 5 minutes of my life right now explaining nothing.
Does it not look good a little bit?
Jason, what happened to you? Okay, the context. Okay. You know, okay, so there's a tree in front of my house, right? You know when trees, when they fall down, sometimes they have fruit. It's very delicious. And very organic. But when, you know, the tree hits, you know, and grass, hey, you hear grass? That's why I'm late. That's what you
the
just
big,
did to me.
The big punchline, instead of feet, it's face, though. Like you were like, this is going to get him right here. Instead of feet, it's face. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
So, it's like cabeza.
Cabeza.
See? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like monkey cabeza.
It's racial stuff, like I said, dude. It's racial stuff. Dude, that's, I don't know what you just said. But I like
have
it.
You not
like
heard of fufu? Do you know what I mean? The food?
I know what fufu is. That's I've what had I'm it saying. Before.
Is yam. You have?
Yes.
I really wanted it. But that's what I'm saying. But sometimes they will make that in their villages, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The fufu they use, they will dip it into the juices in like a concaved rock place.
He sent me this video of these dudes. And listen, this is not me being culturally insensitive or whatever, whatnot, right? Because you see a bunch of people in the comments who are from that area, they're like, why the fuck are they eating it like that? Like, they have fufu and they cooked or stewed down a meat in a dirt hole and they were just eating it.
It's not
a
dirt hole, wrong.
It was a, what was it?
It was a rock hole. Dirt is malleable.
Bro, Jason is what?
Yo, this guy's using new words today.
Malleable.
Today, before he came in, he goes, I gotta sound smart and I'm making sure that I use these words.
I had a fifth of
Yeah.
I had a fifth of earlier today.
These ideas are erroneous.
Humanity.
Oh, he is what does that mean?
Anonymous.
But
erroneous. Erroneous.
But
malleable.
He literally sent us a video of somebody eating this skull meat. And it was the most fucking gnarly thing I've ever seen. Even if, right, we understand, well, David, it comes from an animal. I know, but
yeah,
you're seeing
that's what
I'm saying. Fucking... Primates are so close to us genetically, it's unreal. And like I said, you should be more freaked out because it's more close to you than everybody else, you fucking you fucking caveman.
Dude, the Home Depot bucket one was nasty, too, where that lady had that prickly pear or whatever the fuck it was, and the water was green. She was making that sauce.
Oh, so that was actually the...
What is that?
That is the stomach contents of a cow.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bile. It's the bile that comes out of it. That green juice is bile.
That's what I'm saying. But the bile, bro. But let me tell you something.
The bucket
it's organic.
Was also smothered in shit on the outside.
I know.
Did you see that?
It's not shit though. It's so it's the it's I think it's a sheep's stomach. They open it, but sheep eat grass, and grass is good.
Dude, what?
Dude, I'm gonna fucking fist fight you right now.
Jason needs a PBS show for kids.
Yeah.
Where he just explains nutrition. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she peeled the grass.
Okay.
But it's only grass. The sheep is not eating like, you know, protein bars. The sheep is eating organic grass. So then
just because you say, you know what's triggering me right now?
What?
You sound just like my fucking dad. My dad, every time, right? Let me just tell you this bullshit.
Okay.
This man doesn't listen to me at all.
Okay.
You're just like my dad. When my dad learns an English word, he doesn't stop using it.
Okay.
And it fucking pisses me off. The last year, learned the word organic.
He's practicing.
He has used that word for everything. Because my mom gardens, right? So I visited Sacramento a week ago, right? And he goes, hey, these are organic. I'm like, okay, I get it. He goes, yeah, bud, organic. I'm like, got it, Dad. The grapes are organic. You grew it. He goes, you have a grape? Organic. And I look, and then you just hear my mom in a distance, like in Korean, shut the fuck up! You fucking say organic all the time! Nobody cares! We know it's organic! I grew it, I know! He goes, why? He's organic! And they're yelling at each other, what's the rhino with the organic? I can't say organic!
Yeah. No, nobody cares about your stupid organic grapes.
Yeah.
And then he goes, fine, I'll stop saying it. 5 minutes later, hey. Yeah, well, organic grape.
Yeah, dude.
Dog.
Hell yeah.
Pissed off. This is hilarious. What he does. I leave the Sacramento. I should have taken a photo of this. First of all, you know, Asian parents have this idea of like, if they don't see you in a long time, they just give you a bunch of food, right? Even though we can't fit it in our fridge, by the time we eat it, it's going to spoil. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, don't give us this much. We can't eat it all. She goes, cool. We'll just give you some fruits. So she's picking these grapes. I see her. Yes, they bought the organic grape. Mm. She comes back out. I'm driving home. I don't realize what I took. I look at this box. I was like, wait, there's three boxes here. What is this? It's all the grapes from all the grapevines in the house. She sent me home with 10 pounds of grapes.
God damn.
And then what does it say on top of the fucking box?
Organic
grape. Organic. I called my dad. Why do you need to write organic grapes?
Yeah.
He's like, because you have to know. I know! I'm not selling this at a farmer's market. I don't need to know it's organic. He goes, but hey, organic? He has been saying that word so much. I was like, why is this guy saying organic pissing me off right now?
Yeah. Organic is a good word, though.
Organic is a good word. And also, when you give it to your friends, the grapes, they know it's organic.
Organic.
That's what I'm saying.
They do, because it was on the box.
Dude, we should have a segment where Jason just introduces a new word that he learned for the week, and he just defines it and uses it in a sentence. Wow. Epiphany.
This mic
epiphany.
Is stupendous.
Yeah. Organic.
Organic.
You know what I mean? What was that one?
But just because something's organic doesn't mean it's delicious.
Okay.
Organic grass from a sheep's intestines is what you were talking
yes,
about.
Yes, but they take it off. So the
shit comes out of their ass is organic. Are you gonna eat that too?
Wrong, no.
Wrong.
But the thing is when you take it off, now the stomach is very clean because she washes it.
That's it.
and you because it friction. Because friction, it takes the dirt off of it.
That's true. That's
thank
a good
you,
point.
Man.
Yeah, that's a good
thank
point.
Thank you, brother.
The friction.
Because sometimes they don't do the friction when they wash stuff.
Yeah, you need friction.
Do you know what I mean? They go
so
like
are you
this.
Telling me you would drink that grass
no,
juice?
No, I what wouldn't want to drink grass juice.
Was
but
it
I
in the water?
Eat the stomach. I want to wash it myself and because I don't trust them. I would do a little extra two times.
Two extra pumps.
Two extra.
Dude, so it's bile juice.
Yeah, yes, you don't want to eat the bile juice.
Yeah. She drank it.
So
I don't know if she drank.
She was drinking.
The only reason why I know that's like bile is because I saw. I think like it was like a village in Cambodia or Thailand that they were taking the bile and they make a sauce out of it with chilies and fish sauce.
Oh my god, bro!
And then Andrew Zimmern ate it and he was like,
"Oh damn!"
It was so bitter, right? He was like, and Andrew Zimmern literally eats ass every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he ate that. He's like, "I can't do this. This is bad.
That's terrible." Damn.
Andrew Zimmern, dude. Damn. Like, no way, man.
Bile, dude.
And there's that guy who. That dude in India that sharpened his toenail and then he was cutting the chicken with it.
Oh,
bro.
God,
I saw that
dude.
One. That one was crazy.
And then you got hungry, huh? You freaking
yeah, Jason's all in, dude.
But
he's like, that's an organic toenail. Organic. That's organic nails.
My favorite one is a dude that fucking has no arm and then he just takes the bread and he kneads the bread in his armpit.
Oh yeah, bro. That was insane. He got no arm and then he squeezes it with the armpit. Just to make it like more flat inside his armpit.
That
armpit
is bread, fucking bro. Disgusting, dude.
That one's gnarly.
You know what's tripping me out, man? Like nowadays with food, everything is so expensive. Like I just went back and there's a couple of places that I go to, you know, around Highland Park. And there's a couple of places I wanted to try. And today it was a bagel joint. It's delicious. But I just looked at the price and this is not their fault. Everything just rose up in price because of COVID. I look back, everything on their menu jumped up $5.
That's damn. Insane, dude.
A full bagel sandwich there costs $17.
God damn.
Plus tax and tip, that's $21.
Oh my God.
For a bagel sandwich.
That's insane.
How the fuck? That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
I bought it, ate it, and I was like, I could have made this at home.
Yeah.
I literally could have made this at home for like $2. $1.50.
Dude, that plus gas, dude, how the fuck do you survive? Gas is like $8, bro.
I'm fucking burning my 4Runner in an accidental car accident.
You should.
So I can get a car that actually is not killing me.
Yeah.
$140 to fill my car right now.
Damn.
And I fill up once a week.
Damn.
Ridiculous, man. It's worth more than my
car.
Damn,
so, you drive a lot.
I drive a lot. Okay. Yeah, because I have to go back and forth, you know, because
business owner stuff. You know,
yeah. Business.
Yeah, I mean, these tomatoes don't fucking tomato themselves.
That's true. Business.
Irvine Jumbi. That one's
yes. I Irvine Jumbi opened up.
Yeah. Nice.
You know what
you
was interesting?
The cut. You did the. Ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, well, the little ribbon. They kissed a bunch of random women and men. There was a when we were in Jumbi Irvine. It's interesting because we're doing this meet and greet, and you know I don't really post as much as I used to. Right, I don't really make like YouTube content anymore. We do the podcast and stuff, but that's a very niche following. So you don't really. When I do these meet and greets, I'm always like, it'd be the saddest thing if I did this meet and greet and five people showed up. Like, I would be so fucking sad. Not because, like, I'm sad nobody knows me. It's because the audacity that I decided to do a meet and greet.
Yeah,
and
right.
Nobody knows me. It's like, dude, who the fuck? Maybe I'm the clueless one, right? Yeah. We go there. There was, like, fucking 400-something people there.
That's,
damn.
It was nuts.
Wow. Yeah.
So when we were there, I was like, oh, shit. Like, there are people here.
Yeah.
Blew my fucking mind. And, like, some of these people have been watching us for, like, 10, 11, 12 years. And they still watch us now.
That's
just fucking crazy.
That's incredible.
So you get to see all these people. They're super nice, super sweet, man. Mm. There was one person that was there that was a little handsy. I did not appreciate it.
What did you do?
As a man?
It was a girl.
Oh.
But then it was like, there's people here.
You
like,
have bubble in your throat.
Hey, there's people here.
Hey, there's people here. Do
take
it
me
later.
Back. Take me in the alley.
Yeah. Well, where did he touch you?
So we were taking a photo, right? Yeah. And this girl fucking puts her hand in my back pocket. Like ooh. We were taking a photo. But I thought it was Bart because Bart fucks around a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stopped and I looked at Bart. I go... and I see his hands and I look at his hands and I'm like, wait, his hands on my shoulder. And I was like, who's squeezing my ass?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like,
it's like a little old man.
Fucking girl.
It's like a little old man. Like
old man, and he's breathing in my ass. <asshole. laughs> Like my fucking stomach is fucking up. Stop inflating me. And I stopped. I was like, who the fuck is grabbing my ass? And I stopped. I was like, kind of shook. I was like, I just got sexually harassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little odd. And then afterwards, like, you can't really compute what's happening because I don't get sexually harassed. I'm not really what you call sex appeal.
She's not that cute. If she was, then you wouldn't say that.
Oh, first of all. First of all.
He wouldn't bring this up.
First of all, she was so fucking average. And you have no idea how fucking amazing that was. I love average women. Yeah. Average women are the best. They have the best personalities.
That's
and they're true. And they're good to look at.
That's
all right?
True.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have
that's
to.
Very true.
Look, the small percentage of women out there that are extremely hot is very small.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And guess what? You hot bitches have nothing to offer me, okay?
Yeah.
You can walk by me. I'll masturbate to you all day. That's all I need. All right? Is that weird?
Is that weird?
Is that weird?
Is that weird, guys?
Is that weird? It's not weird.
Man. It's normal, dude.
No, but like, that was like one of the first times I've probably gotten like sexually harassed like that.
You got groped. You got
and
grabbed.
After she left, I went to the bathroom and I cried. No, I'm kidding. I'd be honest with you.
Went to the bathroom and drink off a little bit. And
just, I ain't gonna lie. As a guy, because I don't feel any imminent danger.
Yeah.
I was like, I still got it.
Yeah.
Hey, your boy still got it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, later she was 60. Your boy still got it.
Yeah. A little grab.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could come inside of no babies.
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you something.
Little mood booster, baby.
Hell yeah.
This is like a video that I saw because you said that sexually harassing. I was watching this video. Oh, it was on Love is Blind. So sorry if it's a spoiler. But this guy, he was saying how like when he was younger, like when he was like 18 or something, 19, a woman like was drunk and she forced him to have sex and he said no.
Wait, how did she force him to have sex?
Like he was saying that she was like, oh, like, come on, and puts him into the bedroom, like kind of grabbed him. And he was in bed and he was like, no, I don't, you know.
But
like,
then his dick got hard.
His dick got hard.
His dick got hard.
And then he addressed that. He's like, my dick got hard. But, you know, people, he said that. He's like, my dick got hard. And this is where people's like, yeah, but your dick was hard. And, you know, he was like, yeah, but still, I didn't want it. It's just that in the moment.
How did you turn a funny story into something so depressing, dude?
No.
Thank you for ruining the fucking mood. I was just making jokes and now it got serious.
No.
And now I'm going to call the police on her.
Wait, so what happened?
But that's my question is that, because you said you got sexual harassment,
right?
Yeah,
like
it
goes both ways. I think like the difference is that, especially how girls explained, is like the difference between like when it happens to a guy versus a girl is that a girl always feels imminent danger. Like some shit's gonna fucking happen.
Right. You don't
like
have
a guy's,
imminent danger.
If a guy's bigger and stronger,
right?
Unless the girl's like Lizzo, like you can fucking stop him. You know what I'm saying?
Lizzo would be a problem.
Oh, Lizzo, dude, she's strong as fuck too. And she's flexible.
Yeah. Your stomach, like, and you're not really getting through, dude. It's like Majin Buu, dude. And she's like,
I do not endorse these comments. Yeah, Lizzo, yeah. I love you. You do look like Majin Buu. Like, Lizzo will just do a cartwheel on you and end your life.
You're done.
So it's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But like, that's like how it's explained. It's like, yeah, when a girl like gets like an unwanted butt touch,
yeah,
she feels like a sense of danger. Like, this guy can sexually assault me. Like, for me as a male, when a girl grabs my butt, I literally grab her hand and be like, don't fucking touch me like that. Like, exactly. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
The weird thing is, I didn't even get to do that and be like, see, it happens to men too.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking it was Bart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And by the time she left, I was like, wait, she fucking harassed me.
Would you have? Well, would you have taken?
No, because it felt great.
Even if you would have, everyone would have been like, "Who cares?"
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, because I'm 6'1". Yeah. You know what I mean? The girl's like, what, 5'3".
Yeah.
It's like the most I could do is like, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, chill. You know what I'm saying? Or just like, hey, stop. Or I'm just like, hey, I don't really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like, hey, I really needed that today.
Thank you so much.
You know, my wife says I'm not attractive, but you clearly are attracted to me.
That's the thing is, even if you get fondled as a dude, it's kind of chill. Like, I work. One time I used to work behind the bar and I was like doing dishes or whatever. I was like cleaning glassware. And this one of my other coworkers, this girl who, you know, she was cool, but she was like, you know, not the most attractive lady, but she was chill. Comes up from behind me and just grabs under my pants, just grabs my dick and balls and goes, what's this about? And like, just, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, holy shit. And then she just walked. Way. It was like a tornado that came.
So how'd you feel after you came?
Bro, yeah, I was like, oh, thanks so much. Dude, she came in and just jostled my balls and then walked. I didn't even have a moment to be like, yo, who is this?
Yeah.
And walked out. And then I was just kind of laughed. I was like, that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then that was it. That was the extent of my trauma.
I'm saying. It's like, as a guy, we just don't feel the danger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do that to a girl, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
But for some reason, as a guy, I don't know what's wired in our fucking heads.
Which is like, kind of funny.
It's like when a girl does that to us, we just go, still got it. I went home and I told Mary, I was like, hey, women find your man attractive. She goes, what happened? And I was like, well, I was in line. This fucking girl grabbed my butt. And she was like, well, did she do it to any other people? I'm like, why you do that?
Why you do that?
She goes, it's like, well, I'm just asking. Did she like harass anybody else? And I'm like, yeah, that was somebody else. She goes, so you're not that special. I'm like, okay, well, you ruined it. I don't care anymore. I don't fucking care anymore, dude.
Damn, dude.
It doesn't matter. I thought I had it, but I clearly, whatever. All right? So what? She's average.
Mm-hmm.
So what? She's a little creepy. All right? She still wanted me.
Yeah. Right. And that's what matters.
And that's what matters, kids. Remember, that's what matters. If you're a man out there and you call a police on a girl for her sexually harassing you, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
Not that guy, though. So he felt really sad.
Yeah. That guy could have gotten out of there, dude.
Well, why not that guy? I was just curious because I'm like, I would think that he would be physically.
Well, maybe he's really young too.
How old is he?
Was it the older woman?
18.
Was it an older woman though?
That's a good question. Actually, I don't know.
Because if it was an older woman, then it's weird for him, right? Because he doesn't know. Like when people have like that age gap, or when they're in a position of authority, you just kind of like lock up. Do I really?
I can see that.
Do something here with this, especially as a young guy. You know what I mean? Also, there's like pressure as a young man where you feel like, oh, if you do say something, are you a pussy?
Mm.
So maybe he just didn't want it. And as a young person, you know, your dick gets hard over everything.
Okay, what if you're 30?
30?
Yeah, and the woman decides to do a thing.
Am I single?
You're single.
Oh, I'm single. I'm 30, right? And this girl, do I find her attractive?
She's okay.
She's okay.
She's average.
And she's like, let's fuck.
Yeah, and you're
and
like,
then she grabs me by my wrist.
Grab you by your wrist and then throw you
and
on
then
the
suddenly
bed.
I take off my clothes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then what else?
Oh, no.
And then she licks your nipple a little bit.
Okay, then we're fucking at that point.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Dude, there are times that, listen, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
There are some people who I didn't want to hook up with, but it was just the right place at the right time.
And you just do it.
And we just do it.
You just do it. And it's like you're being nice.
Yeah. And I'm being a very good person. But at the same time, she's being a very good person.
That's a good
woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we just kind of like, oh, it happened.
Yeah.
Nothing of it.
Yeah.
No, it is what it is.
You just move on.
Like if I see an 18-year-old and like, let's say a 40-year-old woman who was like a mentor to start doing, that's fucked up because that kid, he's 18. I mean, he's an adult, but still super young.
Yeah, right.
Kind of doesn't know what to do or say in that situation, right? So I definitely feel bad. For me, like I'm 35 years old. I don't know who grabbed or touched me and nothing's happening. Then it's just more like, oh, you think I'm hot, do you?
Mm-hmm.
And then like she came up to me, she was like, yeah, fucking suck my pussy.
Yeah.
You know? Then I'm just like, dude, do you read my mind or what?
Yeah, like, whoa, dude.
Hey, it is what it is. Well, we're going to end this podcast on that note, guys.
Suck my pussy, dude. All right, hell yeah.
You guys can find Pat at Patricio_Riley.
That's me.
You know, I've been saying it Patrick.T.Riley for the longest time. You haven't corrected me.
It's because it's I like it. It sounds good. It sounds good.
It was the old one. It's Patricio. See,
you're being polite too, man.
It's Patricio. Just I like it when he says it Patrick.T.Riley. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's sick.
Patricio_Riley. And it's Jason Cheney, C-H-E-N-E-Y.
C-H-E-N-Y, sorry.
No, C-H-E-N-Y. No, there's an E-Y at
no,
the end
no,
of
no,
it.
There is.
No, there's an E-Y and there's an ampersand.
Ampersand.
Yeah, well, what's the ampersand? Too, bitch.
What's the ampersand?
I don't know what an ampersand what? Is either.
Yeah, what's the ampersand?
Ampersand is a...
sandpaper.
Middle Eastern car.
Okay.
That goes in the desert.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yep.
That's ampersand. A good car.
Ampersands.
Ampersands. Yeah.
It's also a coffee store in Canada.
Mm.
Oh,
that is actually true.
Ampersand.
Yes.
It's also the and symbol.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yep.
She knows. Wait, which ampersand. One is it? Is it the one that like, looks like an eight, eight? Or the one that's
the
like
one
a
that
three?
Looks like an eight.
What's it the one with the three with the little, the top and the bottom line? You know what I'm talking about?
That's a gay eight.
That's a gay eight. Sir, that's a gay eight.
it's the swirly thing, right? The and. Right?
Because there's two and
yeah,
symbols.
It's the one that looks like an eight. I'm not sure what the one that looks like
see,
a
see, I knew
three
it, man.
Okay.
Is.
Why is there so many and? Like, just pick one, you know?
Because the American, the English language is so fucking stupid, dude. It's literally a conglomeration of like four different languages smashed into one. It's one of the most difficult languages to learn.
Yeah.
It's so dumb, dude. Like, Asian languages are so easy because you could just say whatever for a single object. For American, it's like, American English is like 1,000 words. Mm-hmm, I don't understand why it's so complicated. Mm,
wrong.
What,
wrong.
What, all right.
Yeah, because Mandarin is a whole character thing, though you have to learn to write the character thing.
Yeah, but that's the writing part.
Wrong.
correct me then, you fucking ching chong fuck.
remember the goat stomach?
Yes.
Hello?
What the fuck is going
can
on?
Can I tell you something? You're
crazy.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Yesterday.
Hell yeah, dude.
I took a hydroxyzine.
What's that?
Okay, now you're just making shit up. It's hydroxy cut. Continue.
Wrong.
No.
It's hydroxyzine.
Okay, what is it for?
It's for
your autism.
Relax. Yes, it's for autism, and it's for sleeping. And I took one, and now I feel nice.
You know what's better than that?
What?
Weed.
Yeah, but I get too paranoid with THC. CBD would be nice.
Oh, you get paranoid CBD's with weed?
Good. Yeah, I get but I don't used to. I never did until like the past like 6 years.
Oh, really?
I get so paranoid.
That shit never makes me paranoid. It Lucky. Just yeah. It knocks me out. Oh, you get paranoid,
I
huh?
get paranoid too.
My brother too. Like when he takes it, he just like, he's like freaking out.
Yeah,
I literally think out. I'm going to get arrested for, I don't know why, but I think I start feeling like, I start thinking of like past shit and I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, me too.
And I think like
the
somehow.
The time that I bombed
like,
and stuff.
That, yeah. Or just like, I just feel shitty, dude. Yeah. Like I just feel really shitty.
For some
shitty.
Reason, I'm always on a boat in an ocean.
That's awesome.
That happens, that's so nice.
Like when I it wish. Gets hard, I'm always in the ocean on a boat by myself in the nighttime.
What?
I'm not even lying.
And this is when it gets bad for you?
When
or
it
good?
Gets bad and I'm just floating and I'm just in the ocean and that's what I see.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, so when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm just always in the ocean swaying.
That's so nice.
And then I look up and there's like
stars
and shit.
That what? Sounds nice.
Yeah, I don't know what type of weed I'd be taking, but like it's like that moment right before I'm about to fall asleep. I feel like I'm in the middle of the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a good experience.
And then it knocks me the fuck out and I wake up and I'm good to go.
That's beautiful.
Dude, I smoke a little weed. I question if my wife still likes me. I really do.
Listen, you don't need to worry about that. She hates
me. I question if she likes me too. Yeah. I question the same thing about your wife. Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
You
know, wonder if Jesus' wife worry. Still likes me.
Damn, we both get paranoid, man.
For some reason, when I'm high, I wonder that about your wife too.
Oh my God, we have so much in common.
Well, guys, Genius Brain every Sunday is at 12 p.m. You can catch them. Their show's right here. Follow them. Make sure it's Jason, J-A-Y-S-O-M.
Wrong. Ampersands.
Ampersands.
Amperdams.
Hey, somebody call the Ampersands.
Ampersands, motherfuckers.
It's Jason, C-H-E-N-Y, and Patricio_Riley. Check them out for their stand-up shows. Go ahead and see them there. Laugh your ass off and laugh that coochie off. We will see you all next time. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.